Hello and welcome to GHL Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. Jason.
Yeah.
We're talking more Iris West Allen.
Do we have to?
Look, I'm going to throw you under this bus.
Yeah.
This show was your idea.
What show was?
Geek History Lesson.
Oh, what?
And Geek History Lesson Extra.
The Iris West episode was not my idea, but we've had it for a while and
it's been on like several years. Rotation.
I think it was originally going to happen in 2018, and then we heard about the movie, and then so we delayed it, and then the movie kept getting delayed.
Yeah.
But as the point I was making on the main pod, it's kind of bonkers to me that the 9 years, 9 seasons of a Flash television show, like 150 episodes,
mm-hmm.
happened from the announcement of the Flash movie
mm-hmm.
to it finally happening mm-hmm. in theaters. That is bonkers to me.
Civilizations rose and fell.
Right?
Children were born and died.
Pandemics came and went.
Yeah. I do have to say, just to like top off the stick around.
Top off the stick around.
DC can like reach out to me at any time. I would love to take a swing at an Iris West Allen solo series.
Do you give her superpowers?
No.
So what is it? How do you make it different from Lois, who's also had a book at DC?
Well, what you would have to do is you would have to read all the Lois stuff
mm-hmm.
and honestly, like take what was good. And but mate, it's tough because.
Can I give you the simple fix?
Sure.
What you should do if you're going to do an Iris Allen book is just steal from Linda Park and make her a TV reporter.
Well, what I was going to say was like my first pitch off, my lazy pitch is to make her like a YouTuber or even a TikToker, or like you take her into a different medium.
Because Lois is the journalist.
Yes.
And you're never going to change that. Yeah. You're never going
to
beat it.
Or maybe you double down and make her a novelist, you know, or a biographer. But like, yes, you have to take active steps to make her different than Lois.
Yeah, you could do that.
But I think a DC kids book on Iris could really... Slay. I think it would be great.
Sure.
Okay, so.
My boyfriend, Barry.
Barry Allen.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about today?
Fastest man alive.
In some universes. Actually, Wally is faster. They proved that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. They did a whole storyline about it. Wally's faster.
Actually, fun fact, Diego Anthony Nunez also has a really great essay online about that.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can go check that out.
I just know that, like, for me, I always like Wally was the first Flash to go light speed.
Yeah. Also, Wally's just the fastest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wally is faster.
It is known.
Yeah.
So I would love to get into like a little bit of like Iris West as a character.
If we got it, sure.
Because Iris West on paper is pretty interesting. Like she starts as Barry's love interest in that very like post golden agey kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of personality. She becomes a journalist
mm-hmm.
who is successful in universe and cracks a couple interesting stories. And then she even goes on in the television continuity to like lead a team because she is a really central figure in Team Flash,
sure.
even when she doesn't have superpowers. So like all of that sounds great.
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't it translate on the page?
I don't know if it translates in the TV show either, to be honest with you.
But I think she's much more prominently, like she's a real person in the television show.
She is, but the power of that is just because you have an actress that's good.
Yeah.
And you have an actress that can lift those words above, but they really don't do much with Iris in that TV show either.
Well, the problem with the Flash television show is
she's
that...
She's always the damsel in that show,
it
too.
It all just devolves into everybody gets a superpower.
Yep.
Or
Barry's got to outrun the guy. That's literally the solution for every
scene. Or tornado arms,
like,
yeah.
I got to run him faster.
Yeah.
And you're like, that can't be the solution every single time. But also, like, here's the reason why you invent supporting casts of people without powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that there is a dichotomy
mm-hmm.
to the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can tell normal powered stories.
Mm-hmm.
And superpowered stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then there can be drama when mm-hmm. the worlds mix.
Mm-hmm.
If you make everybody have superpowers.
If everyone can get into Star Labs.
If everybody can get into, but if everybody on the team has superpowers, I'm reading Justice League.
Yeah.
Which I'm is not reading
you,
The Flash.
Yeah, which is not when you crack a Flash.
No. It's like, think about it, to put it into simple terms. Here, Ashley, I mean, is every character on Modern Family, a very popular mm-hmm. ABC show that's not on the air anymore, mm-hmm. is every character on Modern Family comedic relief?
No.
Same thing as The Flash. So if you made everybody on Modern Family comedic relief, it'd be the most boring show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We like them because they're different.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and yeah, I don't understand why every superhero TV show makes every character get have superpowers. It makes the show boring.
I think a better genre example than Modern Family.
It was just the easiest one.
But maybe Modern Family is more universal. I don't know. I think a better genre example is actually like The Fellowship of the Ring.
Of course you went to Lord of the Rings.
But there are two characters who are very distinctly the comedic relief. Like, we don't have Boromir telling jokes.
Yeah, I was just trying to go for something that I was, again, like one of the largest television shows of all time. And I'm not saying Lord of the Rings.
No, I understand the point. I was
trying to get outside of a genre.
Yeah. And I was like, let's go right back.
You were like, let's go right back to Lord of the Rings.
Back to genre.
What are we talking about Lord of the Rings? By the way, Ashley is wearing a Lord of the Rings t-shirt as we record this.
I am.
Yeah. So.
And I'm sure my cat
Welcome to Lord of the Rings.
Brego is going to be in the room somewhere.
We're done talking about Iris, right? We're going to talk about Lord of the Rings.
Let's talk about Lord of the Rings.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Let's talk about the 25 new cast members they've announced. That's only as much as the hero theme as you know.
Okay. I know more of it. I'm not going to bore the listeners.
Let me ask you this about Iris West Allen.
Sure.
They kind of reverse engineer Iris to be the most important female character in every Flash's life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, she's Barry's wife. She's this auntie to Wally West with whom he has a closer relationship than I've ever had with any of my extended family.
Same.
And then she's the grandma of Bart Allen, who it appears he has a closer relationship to than his own biological parents. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's put on? Do you think Iris is actually necessary to, like, Wally's story, for example?
It depends on if you kill Barry or not.
Let's say you kill Barry because that's the correct thing to
then
do.
Then she's pretty important.
Mm-hmm. But you think if Barry's there, Iris is just doubling down and doing the same thing?
Yeah, because if Barry's around, then any problem that Wally has, he's just going to ask Barry.
Yeah.
And also he can ask Barry because Barry knows his secret life. Like, you know, even if Iris knows his secret Flash life, Iris has never had superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Wally's not going to go to her and be like, hey, how can I, like, create a tornado with this kind of speed? He'd go to Max Mercury. He'd go to Jay Garrick. He'd go to, like, literally Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But if Barry's dead, then it sort of takes Iris becomes like an Alfred mentor to her, mm-hmm. like where he like. She's like the only one that understands everything in his life.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing about
proving once again that Barry Allen should have stayed dead.
This whole lesson, like a lot of it, I was just like, wow, they have done nothing with Iris. And again, I don't think the TV show does that great of a job, but it's shocking to me that you're just like, wow, the TV show did more for this character than mm-hmm. anybody in like 70 years.
Well, even
50 years.
Even think about, we opened this up, this discussion on Maine a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, think about like Iris's family. Like, think about like how great a character Joe West is.
Joe is such an amazing addition.
Compared to literally any of the other parents Iris has ever had. No,
and it's a smart move. It's a smart move. And also, I even like the move, the idea, because I'm not a huge fan of the idea that the Reverse Flash fucking murdered Barry Allen's parents.
Yeah.
It works for the TV show. I don't know because if it works for the comics.
Because it's a closed loop, right?
Yes,
I agree.
And he can repair that. But I will say that I do love the change of, like, Joe raises Barry.
Yeah.
And that Barry and Iris sort of grow up together.
Do not make that... Does it's that a little not creepy. Make their creepy. Yeah, romantic relationship creepy to you? Because they're raised as siblings?
Well, it all depends on how old Barry is when the thing happens, right?
Like, if he's younger than 9, I think it's gross. But if he's older than 10, I don't think it's gross.
I was actually going to say, like, 12.
Like,
I was going to say, if it's younger than 12, it's weird.
Yeah.
If he's already a teenager, then it's fine.
Yes, I agree.
Like, if he's 13 and then he just, like, goes through high school, basically, so he doesn't go to a home.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like...
That kid is, I think in the show they're like 8 years old.
I think it's like
they're quite 10, young.
Yeah, maybe it's on the line of like, I don't know about this. But like, yeah, to me, it's like if he's like right on having feelings for girls age, then I think it's fine.
You think it's endearing?
Because I think he would have had the crush before.
Because
they obviously knew each other.
Yeah. They're in the show. It's implied that they're quite close.
But Joe is like, I want to finish off that.
I have another question about the show.
Joe is such a great addition to canon that they should make him Iris's dad in the comics.
No, I agree. They should also retcon that.
And he should be like I know Captain Singh, it should be Captain Joe.
Yeah.
Make her dad the captain.
Yeah.
And then, because he's such a great invention, just like Diggle for Green Arrow.
Yeah.
And they added Diggle to the comic book.
They sure did.
And it was a great choice.
Absolutely. Like Harley Quinn as well.
Mm-hmm. But Harley Quinn too.
I would also love to ask about since we're on the show specifically, What do you think about the choice to have Wally be her brother instead of
I think it really works.
A nephew? Yeah?
I think it really works.
Do you like them better as almost peers versus like a huge, like there are like generational age discrepancies between them in the comics?
Well, it makes the relationship between Wally and Iris very simple.
Yeah.
Which is very easy to understand. Yeah. Because as you talked about, like, you were like, the relationship between Wally and Iris is like way different than any relationship I've ever had with any of my aunts and uncles.
And I'm not saying that people don't. I'm sure some people have, but like I've never lived that. So to me, it always struck me as a little strange that he was like confiding in this older woman.
Well, you got to think about it from when it was created. It was created in the early 60s, right?
Yeah.
And it was created in the early 60s because we wanted to have a kid sidekick, but we didn't also want to give Iris a baby.
Yeah.
We didn't want him to be like the previous son of a divorced Iris. Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, how can Iris be like living with this kid? Well, Wally has problems with his parents on the farm in Blue Valley, so he's come over.
Remember in the New Teen Titans where Wally has cancer?
Yeah.
Wild times. Because he's in the Speed Force?
No, it does make Wally a bit older.
It does, yeah.
You know, but I don't know, like, it simplifies it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And simple is always stronger in storytelling.
Ooh, that's like a good nugget. Have we gone long enough? Can we end on that note? Simple is always better in storytelling.
That's a pretty simple writing rule. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to use simple again, but that's pretty standard writing rule. Simple is always better.
Yeah, but it's like, just
think about all the complicated shit we just talked about in The Flash.
I know.
None of that was simple. And a lot of that was just really, really unintelligent.
Yeah. And unintelligible as a result.
Yeah.
Because
I had to stop you several times because I had to be like, what are you saying?
Iris has so little motivation and so little point of view as a comic book character that you're like, I don't know. Does this make sense for her? I guess.
You know, like the only way they did a really good thing in the TV show, and this happens in adaptations, right? Because you can take all the good stuff and you can boil it down.
Yeah.
Especially in the first season, because like they give her a really strong reason for like trying to figure out who the Flash is.
Yeah.
And like, I actually think the only way you could have made it stronger, and I think they probably could have, is if the Flash would have rescued her very early on, maybe in the pilot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it would have been like, oh, I need to figure out who this guy is. Kind of like the way it's very Lois Lane.
Well, I was going to say, but her also, like, it's not quite a devil's advocate because I'm not dragging it and I agree with you. But like her hunting him, like it's very Smallville.
Yeah.
Like they really lifted that whole, like, don't they call him like the Red Blur? The same thing that they called Superman, basically, the red and blue blur.
I think they call him, like, the blur.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they call him the blur. Because
she's writing the blog.
That's what Superman is. What do they call him?
The streak?
The streak. I think they call him the streak.
Yeah.
Which is like, ugh.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But yeah, because Superman is called the blur, and then he becomes the red and blue blur.
Yeah.
Or no, he's the red and blue blur, and then he becomes the blur.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't get called Superman until the final episode of Smallville.
Like, I would have had no problem. They keep her to, like, a writing journalist, but I would have had no problem if she was, like, a YouTuber who was hunting
She becomes
down.
A blogger.
Yeah.
And the final episode of The Flash, as I watched with a friend of mine, you learn she wins a Pulitzer Prize for her blog, which I don't even know was possible.
Maybe. I certainly wouldn't know.
Iris Allen is not winning any Pulitzer, I can tell you that. Simple
Iris Allen
is always stronger. I don't care anymore about this character. I don't. If I never have a conversation about Iris West or Iris Allen or whatever the hell her stupid name is again, I will be happy, man.
Wow.
I don't need this character in my life anymore.
Wow. I mean, that's how I feel about Barry. If I never have to talk about Barry Allen ever again, what a gift to Ashley.
Oh, what a gift. Or you can send other gifts to Ashley at TikTok. Where?
At Ashley V. Robinson.
On TikTok. There you go. Thank you
all. Also everywhere. That's my at everywhere.
Nope. Only on TikTok. All right. Thank you everybody for supporting us and thank you for listening to us on Patreon and thank you for all your support. We really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Next week, who knows? Mystery episode.
It's not a mystery at all.
It's a mystery to them. Hey.
You and I know exactly what we're doing.
No, it's a mystery to them. And thank you so much. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.